G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my audio review of the documentary For Sama, which is directed by Wad Al-Khatib and Edward Watts. And the plot summary for this film is as follows. The film shows Wad Al-Khatib's life through 5 years in Aleppo, Syria, before and during the Battle of Aleppo. An 18-year-old marketing student in the University of Aleppo, when the uprising began in 2001, we watch as she falls in love, gives birth to her first daughter Sama, and navigates motherhood, all while the conflict begins to engulf the city. She and her husband, a doctor of one of the few remaining hospitals in the city, face an agonizing decision to flee to safety or stay behind to help the innocent victims of war. Now, I've been hearing a lot about the documentary For Sama for quite a while now. I do remember that the film did have quite a few screenings at the Melbourne International Film Festival last year. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see it due to my sort of very busy schedule, but I kept hearing from a lot of friends of mine who had seen it that it was a very powerful documentary that's worth seeing. And of course, now over the last few months, the film has gathered so much critical acclaim and even picked up quite a few awards and nominations over the past couple of months, particularly recently being nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. So I was very excited to see this documentary after hearing about it so long. And now having finally seen it for myself, I have to say that the acclaim that this documentary has received is very much warranted. It is an absolutely powerful and unforgettable documentary that just I found absolutely riveting from beginning to end. Now, we all know that over the past decade, we know about the crisis in Syria with the wars, and we've seen a lot of this on the news and the way how that whole situation is being handled and the sort of the repercussions on that are happening with so many civilians from Syria who are trying to escape and become refugees to other parts of in other countries around the world. But due to sort of the rise in hostility and xenophobia that is happening in a lot of countries, a lot of them have either been turned away or have become the victims themselves of bigotry. And we've seen throughout a lot of news reports, other documentaries and that, just what's going on. And it's absolutely just heartbreaking to see with so many absolutely disturbing and devastating photographs and footage of what's going on and what these refugees are going through to escape this war. And what I really love about this documentary For Sama is that we are taking a very personal look at this war. We're actually there in the middle of it, and we're all seeing it through the eyes of the film's co-director and producer, and one of the main subjects of this documentary, Wad Al-Khatib. And seeing this from her perspective, being someone who was a student before all of this happened, and then over the years watching her life unfold, having sort of becoming a journalist, becoming a filmmaker, and also becoming a mother and a wife, and sort of, and also trying to, and an activist, and trying to find a way to help the civilians of the country. And it's a very powerful documentary in the sense that this is a very unflinching look of everything that is happening during the war. And when you watch it, it's not hard to understand why, because there is the footage that she shoots is just unflinching in how it showcases the repercussions of the war, and we see the devastating effects of it. Because this is a film that doesn't shy away from death and also the harm it's caused, because we see quite a number of very upsetting and disturbing imagery of women, men, and children dying or badly injured. And it's very hard to watch, particularly know that all of this is going on, and a lot of places in the world are kind of turning a blind eye to all of this. And to me, that's what kind of makes this documentary so powerful, is that it opens our eyes to the whole thing and really puts a human face to this war and how it is affecting those who are in it. And And also we get caught up into the lives of Wild Al Khatib and her family, and particularly like their sort of struggles, whether to kind of stay and help the people of the country or leave, because they too, being that she's a journalist and a filmmaker and an activist, and her husband, who is one of the few doctors, the husband, I should say, is Hamza, him being one of the few doctors left in the country, and as particularly in the city of Aleppo, and as well as being an activist themselves, they are constantly being on the hunt from the regime, and it's just sort of getting caught up in their story. And I wasn't actually sure like where the story was going to go or what was going to happen to them. And to me, that's what made this documentary so riveting, from beginning to end. And to me, what I think is so, like I said, is it puts a human eye to all of this and puts us on the front lines of all that what is going on in this war. And to me, it's a very important film and one that I think everyone needs to check out. And some people kind of have their opinions on the Syrian refugee crisis and the war that's going on in Syria right now. To me, I feel like if you watch this documentary and you'll kind of get a full grasp of why so many people are trying to get away from the war and why they'll do anything, even if the risk of endangering themselves and the lives of their own families just to get away from something like this. It's very eye-opening, and like I said, it's not an easy-going experience to watch because there's so much footage that doesn't shy away from showing death on screen, and we see the devastating effects of it, and it can be very hard to watch. But to me, that's what makes this documentary so important and one that everyone needs to check out. And it's worth, definitely without a doubt, one of the best documentaries that was released in 2009, and it is such a powerful film. I guess any kind of criticisms I could have about the film is that I kind of wish there were some aspects that could have dived in a little bit more. Like, we do get some sort of information about like what's going on with the regime that's happening there, but I kind of, as somebody who kind of only just knows a little of what's going on in Syria right now with their war, I kind of wanted a little bit more information on the background of how all of this could have happened. And well, we do get a bit of that, but I kind of just wanted a little bit more of that. But that being said, this it for Sama is a very powerful documentary. Like I said, I highly recommend everyone to check it out. And if you're a huge fan of documentaries like I am, definitely seek this out. But also, if you're someone who wants to know more about what's going on, and particularly seeing it from someone who has a very personal perspective on the whole war, definitely seek this out, because I feel like this is a true eye-opener for not for anyone who watches it. So if I had to give Fosama a rating, I'd give it a solid 4.5 out of 5. I really found this documentary fantastic and one that everyone should check out. So yep, that's the end of my audio review of the film Fosama. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is currently out in limited release in cinemas across Australia through Umbrella, so definitely check it out if you're able to find it at your local cinema. And I'll see you all later. See everyone. Bye.